Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk K-12 Education. I'm your host, Tanisha Langley, Senior Education Consultant of Enrichment Strategist Services, LLC. We're a firm dedicated to designing dynamic learning experiences for educational institutions and entities that are not meeting their educational indicators. We work by converting capabilities into capacity, empowering individuals to grow with their learning goals. Here at Let's Talk K-12 Education, we are so glad you are here with us. But listen, before we dive into today's conversation, we just want to continue to take a quick moment to give a huge shout out to our incredible listeners. We see you tuning in every single week, ready to engage with the kind of critical conversations that truly move our schools, that in turn move our communities forward. And we can't tell you how much we appreciate your energy as a community and dedication as fellow education enthusiasts. You're the heart of this show and the reason I'm so excited as your show host to share my thought leadership. So I want to tell you again, thank you for making this show what it is. Now, let's get into it. Thank you for joining episode 30. Woo! And today we're diving deep into data-driven decisions using analytics for student success, how families and communities can support school improvement. Now, if this title and the language in the title and the topic sounds familiar, it is because last week I talked about data-driven analytics, and it was more so pertaining to the educators, the school building leaders. Now, parents, K-12 parents and communities and the students, you are not off the hook. So what I decided, I said, you know, is they need to understand that we're in partnership with the families. We're in partnership with the community. So therefore, this title, this episode is geared towards how can the families and the communities partner with these schools, with the educators, so that the schools can be making good on their school improvement plans. And if the schools as a whole in the district are doing good, then guess what the district is going to do? The district is going to shine. So let's help you help us help you to help your babies. You ready? All right, here we go. Welcome, education enthusiasts, to episode 30. Here's a quick riddle to get our brains warmed up. So here's the riddle. I have a voice, but no mouth. I show you the way, but have no feet. I am useless until I tell a story. What am I? Giving you a few seconds. Tick, 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 tick. If you guessed data or data, you guessed correctly. Today, we're making sure that data tells the right story and that our families and communities are the storytellers. Let's talk about it. Again, here we're at episode 30, data-driven decisions using analytics for student success and how our precious families and communities can support school improvement. Now, here's the episode goal. It is to empower families and community stakeholders to use school data, local partnerships, and practical strategies to help schools reach school improvement plans. So if I say SIP, that means I'm talking about school improvement goals and improve student outcomes, because, you know, teachers are infamous for using abbreviations, and I'll go ahead and apologize up front. Let's Talk K-12 Education Community. If I use a lot of acronyms, just hit me up in the Let's Talk K-12 Education Gmail and say, listen, girl, you talk a lot of acronyms. What did you mean when you said ABC and EFGH program and KXYZ, this, that, and the third? So, yeah, we use a lot of acronyms in the educational community. So today we're unpacking how families and communities can support schools by using data, and analytics to inform, align, and accelerate student success. So let me pause right here again. You know, I'm going to put my two cents in. Yes, I am. And I think that you're okay with putting my two cents in because that's why you come and join me on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So a lot of times, you know, a lot of people are talking about, you know, what it costs to go out and see a movie, what it costs to go out and buy groceries, what it costs to do these extracurricular activities. So, but you know what? It doesn't really cost you a dime to support your children, to help support these initiatives that the schools are trying to reach, trying to maintain as far as student number data that we just talked about, okay? This episode will explore exactly what data means for families and communities. So there's four pillars of effective partnership: a real world community challenge, and the actionable takeaways and free resources. So here we are. We're going to talk about why data matters for families and communities. And this segment goal is to build an understanding of what data means, how it connects to school goals, and why community collaboration matters. Now, I know a lot of people say, well, it's not, I'm not a teacher. It's not my job. That's why I send my kids to school to get educated. And some people in the community are saying that, but listen, and as the young folks say, and I'm clicking my fingers together, I'm clocking, let's clock this T. When goals are not met, when schools are not meeting goals, when children are not learning, I'm here to tell you, my Let's Talk K-12 education community, it does impact you. It does matter to you. And it will impact you one way or the other, whether it are the precious children coming out of your home or those precious children coming out of the homes of your neighbors, or down the street across the railroad track. Okay, we'll pick that one up later. But anyway, let's keep talking. Not gonna get on my soapbox. Gonna stick to the points because we have a lot to talk about tonight. So families are powerful allies when they understand school data. Data goes beyond test scores. It tells the story of growth, gaps, and goals. When school share data, they're not asking for help. They're inviting partnership. Ooh, that was so nice. I have to say it twice. They're inviting partnership. Families, you matter. You matter so much more than what you can know. You matter so much more than the little bit that you give or the whole lot that you give. So it's sometimes a simple phone call, okay? So I'm going to explain how these improvement plans are, SIPs, how they use data to identify focus areas like literacy, math growth, or attendance. So an example, if a school's school improvement plan shows only 45% of students are reading on grade level, that's not just a school statistic. It's a community call to action. So here's some tips for your families. Ask during the meetings, what are this year's target goals in reading or math? How can I reinforce these skills at home? So you can attend data nights or PTA updates where schools share progress. Encourage schools to post short plain language progress updates online or in newsletters or social media. Even the school that I'm doing a literacy contract with does. So if every family understood one key goal in their child's school improvement plan, how much more focused could the entire community be? So now that we understand why data matters, let's break down four powerful ways families and community stakeholders can act on it. You ready? Here we go. So here are the four pillars of data-driven family and community support. So this goal is to provide a practical, relatable framework that families and communities can use to support schools. So here's pillar one, awareness. Know the story behind the numbers. Families can start by learning what school data reveals. So what's the story behind the numbers? Is it attendance, reading comprehension, math fluency? Okay. Request data snapshots from school leaders, simple visuals that summarize progress. Encourage schools to hold quarterly progress picnics or data and donuts mornings to share information informally. Now, before I move on to the next points, and I know that I have a whole lot to cover and a little bit of time to do it, but this data, I told you guys in my story last week, I love data for many reasons. One, because of my clinical intern teacher and then a practicum teacher who is now a current friend of mine. We got to know the numbers. And the other thing that when I talk with my students, you know, with this as a reading coach, as a literacy specialist in a 3-5 school that I was in last year, and I'm in there again this year working with my 3-5 friends that I actually looped with and got a few new friends on board to move the school, from a D to a C. And now our goal is to exceed in reading. The children, the students, they must know their numbers, families. They must know their numbers, community. Meaning if they need to be in tune with how they need to progress monitor themselves, learn, they got their computers and their cell phones for everything else. They need to download whatever app the schools are using to track grades and monitor them. You need to monitor them, but so do they. Okay, let me keep going because, again, I have a whole lot of information on how schools and communities can support schools improvement plan. So let me get off my soapbox and let me keep pushing it along. Community role. Local churches, civic groups, and nonprofits can help communicate progress by posting school updates on bulletin boards or newsletters, or again, social media. Awareness builds alignment, and alignment builds achievement. Pillar 2, action. Align home and community support. It takes a village community. Once families know the focus, align home and community activities with these goals. So an example of this, a literacy focus, create community book clubs or Family Reading Fridays. Ooh, I love that one. Math focus. Use apps like Khan Academy, Kids or Prodigy for 10 minutes nightly. And I know in my academic coaching and tutoring program, ACING IT, the math tutors actually use Khan Academy. And it is loaded with a lot of features that are pretty user-friendly from what I could tell. So here's a practical tip. Reinforce skills in everyday life. So while you're at the grocery store, compare prices for math practice. When reading bedtime stories, ask questions about the main idea or characters, or sometimes relate those to their favorite TV shows. If they're into games, the gaming systems that they use, if they're into sports, some of the players, can you insert those players into these storylines or about the main idea or characters where it makes it relatable for them to digest the information? Community collaboration, local barbershops or salons can host book nook corners. Libraries can run after school reading power hours. When families act with intention, every moment becomes a learning opportunity. Pillar 3, advocacy. Use your voice for school priorities. True advocacy means supporting school improvement goals with facts and empathy. Families can join school improvement teams, parent advisory councils, or PTA committees. Okay, here I am inserting again. And no, this isn't my soapbox, but just my 2 cents worth as a classroom teacher and now current education consultant and coach. Listen, families, I've said I'm going to do some hand holding here. Okay, you know that I love to do hand holding. Hand holding here to tell you, we understand that times are tight. Times are tough right now. And quite honestly, probably more of you than not are working multiple jobs, side hustles to pay the bills and to buy the necessities. So I know you're in a crunch for time, but there's a way that you can advocate to the schools and say, listen, my time is very limited right now. Is there any way that I can hop on a Zoom? Is there any way that I could present something for 10 or 15 minutes of something that you do that you know could be of service to the schools? Could you do a video and then send it as something that they can put on their social media? So I understand, I get it, being very busy parents. Again, I'm hand holding here, not making, we're holding each other accountable because I have to do the same thing. My day is very loaded, but you know, we make time, we prioritize for those things that are important to us. Okay. Off my rant. Okay. All right. I'm through hand holding. All right. I gave you your hand back. Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's continue to go because we have a lot to cover. Encourage leaders to prioritize evidence-based interventions. Use community meetings to share ideas for mentoring, tutoring, or wellness support. Wellness is huge nowadays. So always lead advocacy with here's what the data shows instead of, oh, you know, here's what I think. Advocacy grounded in data turns opinion into opportunity. I love that. Pillar 4, accountability. Check progress together. Schools need family partners who celebrate growth and hold the system accountable with positivity. So here's something you can ask. Well, I'm going to ask you. How will we know the strategy is working? When will the next progress update be shared? Celebrate incremental wins like improved attendance or smaller reading gaps. So I want to back for just a second to talk about progress monitoring. Most schools now have some sort of app that they use to input grades, whether it is Power Schools or Infinite Campus, I think that's the name of it. So many of those are using those tools. Guys, ladies, gentlemen, families, grandmas, aunties, uncles, big brothers, sisters, guardians, whomever it is that's responsible for these little people in your house, please make sure that you are checking their grades. Please make sure that you're getting them to check their grades. That's how you can know how you can best support when you understand what the data is telling you as far as their math, reading, science, social studies. Okay? All right. Now, we're going to encourage schools to host community data chats each quarter where families review growth together. Accountability is not about blame. It's about belonging in the process. So now that we've explored the pillars, it's time to put the test with our Capacity Builder Challenge. You know, my whole theme is we design learning experiences to go from capabilities of something that you're capable of doing, but to capacity, something that you can sustain. So here is our Capacity Builder Challenge. You ready? So the segment goal is to engage you all in applying what you've learned to a real world school data scenario. So here's the scenario. So listen closely. Excuse me. Imagine your local middle school's reading scores dropped 10% last year. Families are concerned and teachers are stretched thin. The question is, what can the community do to help close this gap? Here are some guided discussions. You're going to identify the trend. Middle school proficiency in reading informational text dropped from 60% to 50%. The data suggests gaps in text structure and comprehension. Analyze the cause, possible transition changes between grades 5 and 6. Reduced independent reading time. A lack of vocabulary reinforcement outside of school hours. Here's some community solutions. You can brainstorm. Solution 1, partner with libraries and nonprofits to host Saturday reading labs. Solution number 2, recruit college students or retirees as volunteer reading mentors. Most of them simply eat that stuff up. Solution three, create family literacy nights where parents learn strategies to support comprehension. Solution four, ask local businesses to sponsor small reading incentives by giving gift cards, certificates, or just simply doing a community shout out. Now, most people really enjoy being acknowledged. So here's a call for reflection. What would it look like if every family committed to just 20 minutes of reading support per night for 1 month? So here's a host tip. I want to encourage you families to post your reading progress on social media using a local school hashtag to build visibility and motivation. Those are the kinds of grassroots strategies that turn school data into community action because we need each other. Now let's talk about how to keep that momentum going with real resources and clear next steps. So here's some actionable takeaways and resources. And the segment goal is to equip you all with tools and motivation to sustain school improvement partnerships. So here's some action steps. To connect, contact your school to learn their top three school improvement goals. C, collaborate, join or start a family engagement committee. C, commit, set a community goal, for example, help 20 additional students reach reading proficiency by spring. C as in communicate, share success stories via newsletters or social media. C for celebrate, acknowledge every gain, no matter how small, to keep the morale high. And here's some free resources for you. State or District School Improvement Resource Hub, view current school improvement plan goals online. Color in Colorado, which deals with practical literacy strategies for multilingual families. Harvard Family Research Tools for Building Effective Family and School Partnerships. And then NC Reads, which is a local literacy council. Volunteer and tutoring opportunities are as follows. United Way with the Boys and Girls Club. Family engagement events that align with school priorities. So here's a reflection that I want you to think about and consider. How can your family, church, or community group become a data-driven partner in your local school success story? How about that? As we close, let's remind ourselves that data is more than a spreadsheet. It's a shared story of hope and progress. And here's a call to action for you. And data is the flashlight that helps us find our way forward. When families and communities walk beside schools, every student shines just a little brighter. At Enrichment Strategist Services, LLC, we believe data-driven decisions are not just about performance, they're about purpose. Together, we can transform numbers into narratives and plans into possibilities. You've been listening to Let's Talk K-12 Education right here on the Realizing Your Potential TV network. I'm your host, Tanisha Langley, Senior Education Consultant with Enrichment Strategist Services, LLC. Remember, one conversation, one discussion, and one connection at a time. We are designing learning experiences that transform capabilities into capacity, not just for students, but for families and entire communities. Education is more than a system, it's a movement. And together, we are building the future, brick by brick, voice by voice, and learner by learner. If today's conversation sparks something in you, whether it's a question, an idea, or a desire to collaborate or an interest in my education consulting and coaching services, I'd love to hear from you. Email me at letstalkk12education@gmail.com. Here's some takeaways before we close out for today. Data doesn't define our students. It directs us toward their potential. When schools, families, and communities understand what data is really telling us, we stop reacting and start responding. We begin to see that behind every number is a precious name, behind every score is a story, and behind every gap is a goal waiting to be met. The heart of school improvement isn't just about dashboards, benchmarks, or growth metrics. It's about building bridges between what the data says and what our precious students need. Here's the bottom line. Families can use data as a tool for conversation, not confrontation. Communities can use it to align programs, mentoring, and support with what schools are targeting. Schools can use it to build transparency and trust with people who care most, those who send their children through those doors every morning. When everyone understands the why behind the data, the how becomes collaborative, and that's when real improvement happens. Here's my thought leadership and reflection. In education today, we talk about being data-driven, but the truth is data alone doesn't drive change. People do. It's the partnership between school leaders, families, and community allies that turns insight into action. When families have access to understandable data, they feel empowered to ask the right questions. What can I do at home to support this goal? How is our community aligning around literacy or attendance? What progress are we celebrating this quarter? And when communities step in, whether it's a local library, hosting reading challenges, or a small business sponsoring student incentives, that's where data transforms into shared accountability and shared success. The next generation of school improvement depends on data literacy for everyone, not just educators. We need to raise a generation of data-informed parents and advocates and neighbors who understand that every number is a clue about how to better support a child's growth. So, as we close today, I want to leave you with this thought. When families understand the data and communities act on it, schools no longer carry the mission of success alone. They carry it with a village. So here's a call to action. If you're listening today, take one action this month. Attend your school's next improvement or data meeting. Ask one question about student growth goals. Partner with one community group to support a focus area like reading, attendance, or the big huge one, wellness. It only takes one connection to start shifting outcomes. And if your school, district, or organization is ready to strengthen its family and community engagement around school data, Enrichment Strategist Services LLC can help. If your district, school, or program is seeking data-driven results, focused solutions that lead to measurable literacy gains and sustainable student success in any environment, I'd love to partner with you. Let's design a strategy that works. email me directly at letstalkk12education@gmail.com. Until we meet again every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, keep pushing boundaries, keep believing in possibilities, and above all, keep realizing your potential. This is Let's Talk K-12 Education, where learning meets leadership and capacity becomes community strength. Toodles to you for now.